coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. Are you following what I'm saying? Okay. Now, the reason for this is what I'm going to read to you now. Let me read first to you what I've written down for you as your definition. It's good for you to write it down because you wouldn't get it anywhere. So write it down. Okay. Aeon for word, okay, refers to the happenings of your world as they affect you. The happenings of your world as they affect you. The happenings, things that happen in your world as they affect you. Okay? Aeon, that's number one. Number two, aeon is the structure and administration of your life. The structure and administration of your life. How things go with you from day to day, including how they affect your hopes and aspirations. This is what you mean by aeon. Aeon, number three. Aeon is the world system with respect to socioeconomic structures and environmental management of a period in human history. Then you say, including its arts and sciences. Now, did you get what I just told you? How many of you got it down? You got it down? Great, 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 great. Now, if you listen to this explanation of aeon, it'll begin to give you an idea what it's saying. So when we say your world, this is what we're talking about. Your world. If I say I have my world, you have your world. It doesn't mean my cosmos now or your cosmos. It means my aeon, your aeon. Are you following this? How things go with me, things that are going to happen in my life and things that are happening in my life, including how my environment is managed and the things that happen in the period of time in which I live. Including the arts and sciences of my time. Are you following this? Okay. Now, that word framed should be understood again. I told you what it is. Okay? It's taken from the Greek katatizo, which means primarily to repair, to mend. Okay? Repair, mend, restore. Then it also means frame. And frame this time is dealing with a skeletal structure. You get it? a skeletal structure. It is not like building the house. You're building the frame around which you're going to build whatever you want to build. Now, let's look at that scripture again. He says, through faith, we understand that the worlds, the aeons, the ages. So there have been different ages, different periods in history. Now, if you pick those synonyms we got for frame and throw them in, it'll give you a light. Through faith, we understand that the aeons were framed, were repaired, mended by the rhema of God. Why did they have to be repaired? Why did they have to be mended? Why did they have to be restored? Because something happened. Now it says the ages, these periods of time, these courses of human history. Like when you say, in the days of Hitler, that was a period of time. And Hitler affected the world until so many were destroyed. What did God have to do? Why would things change? How could things change? How would he repair that aeon? Could we ever come into a better world? Could things ever be restored? Through faith, we understand that the aeons were repaired. They were restored. They were mended by the word of God, by the rhema of God. Which rhema of God? Is God doing it in the future? No. Those of us who are Bible students can tell you about today's world. We can tell you what's going to happen. Why? Because prophets of old have spoken the rhema of God. And the rhema of God has been given forth, gone forth. And that's why he says, through faith we understand that the worlds, the aeons were framed. The skeletal structure of what that world will be like has been spoken by prophets. And so we go into the Word of God and find out the frame that has been built by God, by God's prophets, through the rhema that they spoke. And we can tell what the 2000s will be like. Are you following this? So he says, what will happen in 2015? We go into the Word of God and find a frame that has been spoken by prophets of old. What did they say? There's a frame. And if men try to destroy it, the word of the prophet was given to restore it, to mend it. Through faith, we understand. The Bible says, he that prophesied should prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Through faith, we understand that the aeons were restored, repaired, mended, framed by the rhema of God, such that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Now, this means, from the explanation I gave to you, the definitions I gave to you of aeon, you can bring it to your personal life. How the world affects you, how your world goes. Has somebody messed up your world? Has something messed up your world? Is your world different from what you dreamed for it to be? Through faith, we understand that your aeon can be restored by the rhema of God. Your aeon can be repaired by the rhema of God. And that rhema of God is in your mouth. You see, it didn't say by the logos of God. The logos of God is the body of truth, is the revelation of God's words that's given to you. You have received it into you. But it will not repair your aeon. It will not frame your aeon. It's got to come out of your mouth. When the logos of God is spoken forth, it becomes rhema. That's rhema. Rhema is that word of faith that comes out of your mouth. Rhema is the creative word. It is the active word. The word in your heart is logos. It stays in you. It blesses you. But it won't change that thing until you make it work. That's why it says, you know, in Hebrews, it's interesting how the Word of God puts it for us. In Hebrews, the fourth chapter, when you read from the 12th verse, he says, the Logos of God is living and active. Living and active. Oh, glory to God. He says, it is sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow. He says, it's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. This is remarkable. But here's the point. When you go into the book of Ephesians 6th chapter, he tells you about the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The rhema of God. Not the logos. So even though the logos of God is living and active, it's telling you that you've got to put it to work. When you put it to work, that's rhema. That's rhema. Jesus was the living logos. Are you following this now? He was the living logos.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, how to take possession of what belongs to you.
Hallelujah.
But the Bible says he cast out the spirits with his what? Words. When he spoke, the demons went out. It didn't say when he showed up, the demons went out. The rhema of God is the spoken word of God. You've got to speak it. You've got to say it. You've got to speak. You still there? See, your word is your responsibility. Your aeon, that is. Your aeon. That's how it means, how things go with you. What's going to come into your life? What's going to go out of your life? How the world affects you. Your world. How are things going with you, brother? That's your aeon. That's your aeon. That's your aeon. And you are the one that's responsible for your aeon. See, your aeon includes your business, your family, everything about you, how things go with you. That's your aeon. Now it says, through faith, we understand that the aeons were framed. Framed. Have you framed what 5 years' time will look like for you? God framed the aeons through the mouths of holy prophets of God. So we can look. You remember the Bible tells us how that the prophet Daniel opened the books of Jeremiah the prophet to know what the future of Israel was to be. He was a prophet. And when he found that they were in a predicament, they'd been praying and things were not changing, he took the books of the other prophets to find out what was said concerning his day by previous prophets. What did God frame? And when he studied the books of Jeremiah, he found out when Israel was to be delivered. You still there? The words were framed. The skeletal structure has been given. Through faith, we understand that the aeons were framed by the Word of God, such that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, it doesn't matter what is there in your life right now. It doesn't matter what is in your aeon right now. You can make things happen. You can bring the non-existent into reality. It is such that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Which means they were created, they were brought into being, they were genomized by the Word of God. Because He framed them and there was nothing there. And He brought them into being. You see that? That's what faith can do for you. That's what faith can do for you. Frame your future. And nothing can destroy it. Frame it. Are you still there? This is important. Frame your future. Frame your aeon. The frames that will come into your world. And the ones that need to get out of it. You got to create it. I created that a long time ago. And I'm still speaking new ones. Glory to God. I'm speaking new ones. Framing a new future. That's coming from the same direction of the Holy Ghost. Now, if you wait for things to change, they will not change. See, don't kid yourself. Don't say, whatever will be, will be. No. No. If you do that... Only unpaid bills will be. You start looking for money for your rent. Looking for money for your rent. And so on and so forth. You know? Glory to God. Frame your future. Frame it. Frame it. And I said, if anything happened to it to destroy it, repair it. Because that's what katatizo means. To repair it, to mend it, to restore it. That's what that makes you unbeatable. See that? I mean, if something falls apart, you fix it. How can such a person be disadvantaged? Things go bad, you fix them. When things are all right, you create a new one. So your life is always up. You're always a success. You know, there are people who are always crying and always complaining about somebody who's owing them, because all their future is hinged on that thing that person is owing them. If so and so paid me now, I know where I would be by now. You know, their whole life is about that money that is being owed to them. Didn't the Bible say that if you borrow out, don't ask for it again? That's what Jesus said. So that your life will not be tied to what you borrowed. And then from there, trouble comes between you and the person you borrowed from. So you can live above all that level. Every day you are back there knocking. What's happening now? Where's the idols? Now you feel tied down. Your life is about that money. You think about the guy who had been going to trouble his friend about the money he borrowed to him. Finally, the friend came out and said, okay, take. He took it. As soon as he entered the taxi, three guys came and said, they bring it out. They collected it from him. Pushed him down. He stood like this. He collected the money from his friend and gave it to the robber. What a shame. Now, those robbers will not pay him back. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. We have unseen materiality to produce whatever we want in life. Glory to God. Things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. They came out of him. It reminds me of a scripture back there in the book of Proverbs. Turn to Proverbs chapter 4. Hallelujah to Jesus. Have you seen it? Beautiful scripture. And, you all know it anyway. Verse 23. Read it, one, two, go. It says, keep your heart, your spirit, with all diligence. In other words, mount guard over your heart. Don't let just anything get into your heart. He says, keep. Take charge of your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. The outgoings of life. All the things you need for a great life, they're inside there, in your heart. If you let doubt enter your heart, it will cripple the ability of your spirit. If you let fear enter your heart, it will destroy your effectiveness. If you let bitterness enter your heart, it will destroy you. There are things you don't allow to enter. There are thoughts you don't allow. There are different kinds of people. Some, ever learning, the Bible says ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Always they're asking, never getting answers. Why is this thing like this? Why? See, foolish questions inclusive. They just look up. Now they're inside the church, they're looking. Why is this light? This one is round. The other one, that's all they can see. They're looking around like this. After some time, they start looking at the chair in front of them. Someone is sitting on the preacher is preaching. A question is coming. Why is this chair not as white as it's supposed to be? Foolish questions. No, it's amazing. amazing what goes through the minds of people. They're looking at that screen and that one. Is that one bigger than that? Is that sharper than that? No, that's the way some people are. Then they wonder why their lives don't make progress. Bible says, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Somebody said, I love asking questions. Continue.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised them from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akissim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.